This is not just going to church. This is not just reading a verse. This is a way of operating.
Dr. Tony Evans says how well a man leads depends on how well he follows.
Biblical manhood is a male who has submitted himself to divine authority.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Nobody wants to follow a leader who's lost. Today, Dr. Evans offers some important intelligence to men who need to stop in their tracks to get some spiritual directions. Let's join him.
The issue is, what does it mean to be a man? And more specifically, what does it mean from the context of a Christian to be a man? One of the ways you know that a culture is in trouble is when men become hard to find. God said in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12, that judgment was upon the land because the children were running the adults and the women were running the men. And he said that inversion was really reflective of a judged culture because men were hard to find. In fact, God says in one place, he says, I search for a man who would stand in the gap so that I would not have to judge the land, and I found none. As we define biblical manhood for you, any other definition that you have that disagrees with this definition is wrong. I don't care whether it came from your daddy, your uncle, your granddaddy, your great-granddaddy, your best friend, your neighbor. If it disagrees with God's definition, let God be true and every other man a liar, the Bible says. Let's look briefly back when God first created a man in Genesis chapter 2, when he created the first man, Adam. In Genesis chapter 2, this is the paradigm. This is what God had in mind. Now, let me show you what the head of state, that is the Lord your God, did for the first man. Chapter 2, verse 7, then the Lord God formed man. So he made him a man. Verse 8, the Lord God planted a garden. So he created a homestead for the man. Verse 9, out of the ground, the Lord God caused every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. He provided for the man. Verse 15, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. He got a job for the man. Verse 16, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, now, Eve has not been created yet. Eve is not on the scene yet. Why? Because when Eve shows up, Adam's relationship to God should have already set stuff up. So Eve comes into a setup. You with me? She comes into a setup. That's why every father who has a daughter, when some smooth talking dude comes talking all that jive about I love her and all that, no, I got all that, but let's move down the line a little bit. How you gonna take care of her? How you gonna provide for her? God set it all up before he ever made Eve. So Eve came into a situation. There was a divine setup that the woman came into. He was operating underneath God. How radical was this operation? Notice what he says in Genesis chapter 2. He says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat, for in the day you eat from it, you will surely die. God set the parameters for the way Adam would operate. He says, from every tree of the garden you may freely eat. I want you to maximize your potential. I want you to enjoy yourself. But there is one thing I don't want you to do. And that is try to live out your manhood independently of me. Why? because the tree was an informational tree, knowledge. But he says, I don't want you to use your own knowledge. I want you to use derived knowledge from me. That is, I want to be your source of information. I don't want you trying to figure out what's good, bad, right, or wrong. I don't want you living your life in a trial and error kind of way. The knowledge of good and evil. I don't want you going off half-baked trying to determine your own means of operation. That tree is forbidden. And that's the tree that most men eat from. That's the tree that most men eat from. Because when you talk to the average man, very rarely, even the average Christian man, very rarely is he raising the question about God's perspective on the matter. That doesn't come up. It's usually the wife or the woman that brings it up, but not the man, because he is operating on trial and error. And the problem with operating on trial and error, when you do enough error, enough times, the people under you lose confidence in you. They don't trust you now. They don't trust you with the finances. They don't trust you with the well-being. They don't trust you with the protection. They don't trust you because they've been worn out by the lack of alignment. He commanded him, saying, this is not a request. This is a command. This is the way you operate. This is how things flow. Let every male from among you come out to the Lord your God. The same principle is here. Under the headship, under the rulership of God, you are to operate by revelation, not by human information or trial and error. You don't have to go through all these trials and errors. He said, I'm going to give you my word. That's why God's word is so important for a man and why his word is so important for a woman. Because everybody's banking on some word. The woman married you because she believed your word. She believed when you made those promises that your word was good. He gave him his word because his word would be the thing that would sustain him. So what happened? What happened to the first happy home? An inversion. And it all started with the devil coming to the woman. Why did the devil come to the woman? That was on purpose. He didn't just happen to run into her first. No, he was flipping the roles. And when he flipped the roles, all hell broke loose. And I can guarantee you, if the roles are flipped in your house, all hell is breaking loose in your home. If you're out of alignment, all hell is breaking loose. If she's out of alignment and she's trying to be the man, all hell is broke loose. He reversed the roles. It says the woman made the decision. We're going to eat. Adam said, okay. Whatever you say, dear. In fact, and I do have some good news, because when God came down after they had eaten the fruit, God said to him, because you listened to your wife. So sometimes you're not supposed to listen to her. Now the women ticked off at me. Sometimes you're not supposed to listen to her, but you won't know when you are and when you aren't if you don't know what God wants. If you don't know what God wants, should I listen to her now? Should I not listen to her now? Does she know what she's talking about now? Does she not know what she's talking about now? You're going to become thoroughly confused because you don't know what God wants, so you don't know if what she wants is okay with God. So everybody's out of alignment.
Dr. Evans will have more on how to reset that spiritual alignment and get back on course when he continues our message in just a moment. But first, if you're seeking God's direction as a husband and father, we have a book that can help you successfully navigate that path. It's called Kingdom Man. In it, Dr. Evans will help you discover the adventure of kingdom living, the new life it can breathe into your marriage, and the effect it can have on your children. You can get a copy of this book for yourself along with Tony's current series, The Best of Tony Evans on Biblical Manhood. Both the book and 4-message audio collection are yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to support the ministry of The Alternative. But do it right away. This is the final day we'll be offering these powerful resources together. To get them, simply request the Biblical Manhood Package at TonyEvans.org or speak with one of our team members when you call 1-800-800-3222. That's online at tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that contact information for you and also tell you about a free giveaway at the conclusion of today's message. Let's get back to Dr. Evans now.
Every man here is supposed to be the pastor in your house. You're supposed to be, you're not only supposed to be the husband, you're supposed to be the pastor. Whatever your name is, she should be able to say pastor whoever you are. Wait a minute, I didn't make that up. That's right there in 1 Corinthians 14. It says, let her ask her husband at home. You say, but I haven't been to seminary. I haven't been to Bible college. No. Just like if you're the man, you got to find a job. If you're the pastor, you got to find an answer. That's why you ought to be the first one up coming to church. So I can learn what I need to learn so I can pastor properly this week. That's why every man needs to have some spiritual men in his life to whom he can appeal to so he can get God's answers to issues that show up in his family so that when your wife asks you a question, she knows she's not hearing from you, she's hearing from God. Biblical man is responsibility under God. It is responsibility under God. It is taking ownership underneath God. And if there is no clearly identified recognition that, as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're under God. That's what he said. That's the chain of command. Me, my house, underneath him. It was a chain of command. Satan wants to break the chain. Your calling underneath God precedes your sexuality. He established his calling as a man before there was anybody to have sex with, before there was anybody to be intimate with. That was secondary. But when a man establishes his calling, his sexuality reaches a whole nother level. Because the response mechanism in a woman changes. Now that's for another time and another meeting. Just as Jesus subordinated himself, see, even Jesus's manhood was subject to the Father. Jesus, the greatest man, no debate, the greatest man that ever lived. There is none greater than him because he was perfect. No flaws, no mistakes, no sins ever. The greatest man that ever lived said, I have to check with my Father first. Now, if a perfect man had to check with his Father, how much more do imperfect men need to check with our Father? I mean, it just. And when a woman hears, before we make this decision in our family, I'm going to go get some spiritual counsel to make sure I'm leading my family in the right, most productive and responsible way, you have just changed the respect level in your home. You've changed the respect level now. Because now she's looking to you because she knows you're looking to somebody else. You're getting a divine mandate on this issue. And that God is not an addendum or a church service. God is the one to whom you have aligned yourself. Now, what's the payoff for this? This definition of a man. Let's go back to our passage, Exodus 34. God didn't just give you stuff to do without a good reason. Verse 24. For I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your borders. And no man shall covet your land when you go up three times a year to appear before the Lord your God. Now watch this. If you will operate underneath the Lord God, if the Lord God is calling the shots, for your manhood, for your maleness, so that it becomes biblical manhood. And the Lord your God is doing this. Then here's what the Lord your God says he's going to do for you. And I know this definition of manhood that I'm talking to us about is risky business. Because if you take this approach, you're going to risk what other people think. You're going to risk, you know, even some adjustment in your own home if your wife is not used to you being pastor. It's risky business. So this would take faith to get up and leave my house with every other male. No police force, no military, no banks, no commerce, no, I mean, everything is shut down. To believe that God is the sovereign Lord. But then God says to them, here's what I'm going to do. I will drive out nations before you. Now, the nations were the enemies that were going to come in and try to bring destruction. He says, if you appear before my sovereignty, the stuff you trying to do on your own, I will do for you. Listen, there is no experience like an experience of watching God do something for you that you've been trying to do for yourself. I will drive them out. All that stuff you're dealing with, all of that invasion of your life, your peace, all that stuff is trying to rule over you, invade your career, invade your productivity, all that stuff invading you. If you allow me to be the Lord your God and you appear before me, I will drive them out. Not only will I drive them out, I'm going to even do something else. He says in the second half of the verse, and no man shall covet your land. Not only will I not allow them to get what I have given you, I'm even going to change how they feel about it. Covet is a desire. I'm going to shift their desires away from you. I'm going to change what they think and drive them in the other direction. But this isn't available to males and boys. This is for the males who come before the Lord your God, who operate under his sovereign hand. And then he says, I will enlarge your borders. You remember the prayer of Jabez, expand my borders, enlarge my territory. You know what that means? That means expanding your capacity to receive more from God. To enlarge your borders is to expand your capacity to receive more from God. You don't have to be satisfied where you are. And you don't have to be satisfied the way things are. He says, I will expand your capacity to receive more from me when you come before the Lord your God, when you come underneath the alignment of the rule of God in every area of your life, in your job, in your career, with your family, with your finances. When you come underneath my authority and responsible under me, then I will drive out the resistances that you're facing. And I will expand your capacity to receive more. Biblical manhood is a male who has submitted himself to divine authority in every area of life. This is not just going to church. This is not just reading a verse. This is a way of operating. This is a mindset of operation. What a man expects from a woman, she must see modeled by him if he wants her to follow. If you want her to follow you, you must model following somebody. And it can't be invisible following when you're expecting from her visible following. Referees have authority on the football field. Referees have authority on the football field. They are the final authority on the football field, but their authority is derived from the word. They got a rule book. That rule book sets the governing rules for the game being played. They can't make up their own views and talk about, I'm in charge. I'm in charge because I got referee written on my shirt, so I'm in charge. No, you're in charge because there is a governing authority, the NFL, that has set forth a governing guide, the rule book, by which your in-chargeness is to be exercised. You can't make up your own rule and talk about, I'm the head of the house, but I'm making up my rules. Or you could talk it, but you'll either get rebellion or passivity. Because see, the beautiful thing, guys, about women, this is a beautiful thing about women. And a lot of women, because of maybe how they were raised or stuff in life, don't even recognize it. But women have been created to receive and respond. See, that's built in. They've been created to receive and respond. Now, physiologically, they've been made that way. Emotionally, they've been made that way. They have been created to receive and respond. But what you need to know about a woman is that just as much as she can receive and respond negatively, positively, she can receive and respond negatively. So if she's getting the wrong stuff fed to her, she'll receive it and respond. And so then you'll get nagging, and then you'll get rebellion and unsubmissiveness, and then you'll get all this, and all she's doing is feedback. She's receiving and responding, okay? Now, let me explain something about responsibility. I am not saying when I say that the man is responsible, I am not suggesting that. I'm not saying it's all your fault. I'm saying whether or not it's your fault, you're responsible, okay? They fire coaches, but coaches don't fumble the ball. Coaches don't jump offside. Coaches don't, but they fire coaches. Women have been created to receive and respond. And depending upon how long the manhood has been absent, that's how long it may take her to receive and respond, because she won't receive and respond until she knows it's real. She wants to know that it's real and this is a way that we're going to operate. So the question, ladies, on your part is, is this the kind of man you want? And is this the kind of man you're going to encourage? Or have you so rebelled against God that you won't even be a helpmate to this kind of man coming to be?
Dr. Tony Evans, wrapping up the final message in his Biblical Manhood series. Now, don't forget, you can get this complete study on CD or downloadable MP3 as part of that special offer I mentioned earlier, the 4-lesson Best of Tony Evans on Biblical Manhood series, along with a copy of his powerful paperback, Kingdom Man. This resource package from Dr. Evans is yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to help us continue this outreach. But this is your last chance to take advantage of this exclusive offer, so contact us right away to make your request. You can do that online at tonyevans.org or by phone at 1-800-800-3222. And one final note about a completely free giveaway for you. If you contact us today, and as long as supplies last, we'll send you our Hope for the Hurting Leader Kit. The kit includes Dr. Evans' encouraging book, Hope for the Hurting, along with his companion study guide, teaching videos, and more. Just call 1-800-800-3222 or visit tonyevans.org to claim yours. Again, this is completely free, but only while supplies last. And when they're gone, they're gone. The Bible is a book without equal, containing both historical and future accounts of natural and supernatural events. It gives us the amazing opportunity to know God and to understand ourselves and others better, but only if we allow it to. Be sure to join us tomorrow for Dr. Evans' informative seminar on Unleashing the Power of the Word. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.